Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to visit the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland this week. That is the eastern U.S. majority black city. He recently called a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where no human being would want to live. Trump will be in Baltimore Thursday to address Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit. Activist groups are planning to protest racism, white supremacy, war, bigotry, climate change, and more. Mr. Trump has denied charges of racism on his attacks on the city and its Congressman Elijah Cummings. In July, he tweeted that there is nothing racist in saying Cummings has done nothing but a terrible job for the people of that district. France is urging victims to come forward in a Jeffrey Epstein sex probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
For every American to live today.
America was attacked on September the 11th.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has a tentative deal with about half the states and thousands of local governments suing the drug maker. And British scientists say that they have found water for the first time in the atmosphere of a planet outside our solar system. Researchers at University College London said Wednesday that they found water vapor in the air of a planet that is 110 light years from Earth. He says that it has temperatures suitable for life as we know it. More than 4,000 exoplanets have so far been detected, but scientists say it is the only known exoplanet that has water on a rocky surface and temperatures suitable for life as we know it on Earth. The planet is twice the size of Earth and has 8 times its mass, but is not clear whether it has water flowing on the surface or not. This is VOA News. And again, France is urging victims to come forward in a Jeffrey Epstein sex probe.
Police are appealing for help into the disgraced financier's alleged sexual exploitation of women and girls and say they've already interviewed 3 people who identify themselves as victims. The police appeal on Twitter provided both a phone number and an Interior Ministry email address for victims and witnesses to use. It said police specialists have been mobilised for the French probe, which opened on August 23. They're investigating the alleged rape of minors and other possible charges linked to the Epstein case. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has a tentative deal with about half the states and thousands of local governments suing the drug maker, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The pending agreement is said to include additional money from the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma. Sources say some $12 billion will be distributed over time, and the family will give up control of the company. About half the states and some 2,000 local governments involved in the litigation are on board, but some 10 other states are saying no. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says in a statement that the scope of pain, death, and destruction, quote, that Purdue and the Sacklers have caused far exceeds anything that has been offered so far. The plaintiffs accused Purdue of aggressively selling OxyContin as a drug with low risk of addiction despite knowing it wasn't true. I'm Tim McGuire.
After meeting for 3 hours Wednesday at South Sudan's State House, the President Salva Kiir and the opposition leader Riek Machar pledged to resolve all outstanding issues holding up the formation of a unity government in November. The two leaders shook hands and then posed for pictures outside the State House, but they didn't announce any new agreements. Last year's peace deal left a number of issues unresolved, such as security arrangements involving opposition and government forces. There are also questions about state boundaries. The country's information minister told reporters that both leaders confidence in a unity government will come together by the November 12th deadline. And officials in the Bahamas say 2,500 people are listed as missing more than a week after Hurricane Dorian ravaged the region. Authorities say a number of those unaccounted for may be staying in shelters or were evacuated from the islands. They say official lists are still being drawn up. The death toll from Dorian stands at 50 right now, but as the search for victims and cleanup continues, officials expect that number to rise substantially. Early estimates say that the Category 5 hurricane, the strongest storm to ever hit the Bahamas, caused about $3 billion in damage. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA with all the latest hits right here.